9:10, Wednesday morning, the eve of Thanksgiving. Bella is in this morning with Bella's Table with Bob. And man, you're a popular person. You know how many hits you got yesterday?
I hope a bunch.
80.
Hey, great job.
80 hits on Cranberry Relish.
Who'd have thought, huh?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that's a good cranberry relish, so I hope everybody that tries it enjoys it.
Well, Monday we had southern cornbread dressing.
Yeah.
Cranberry relish yesterday, and today we've got pumpkin chiffon pie, and I'm telling you that you brought one in, and it is delicious.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's a great recipe. As I said earlier, I've been making this same pumpkin pie recipe for over 40 years.
Boy, it's hard to believe you must start. You're about 5 years old, something like that.
I know, that's hard to believe. You would barely think that, right?
Stella Tolgren, and of course she's the author of Bella's Cookbook. Is that in the bestseller? I've been looking. New York Times bestseller.
Well, I keep waiting. I don't think it's made it yet.
Well, I've seen worse books make it, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, today, pumpkin chiffon pie. Get your pens ready. Now, if you don't have time to write it down, it'll go up on KTLO.com when we get finished. And just go to the KTLO.com homepage, and you'll see Estella's picture there. Click it on, and there's your recipe.
Okay. Well, this pumpkin pie is a little different from your standard one. And
it's a lot lighter, isn't it?
It's a lot lighter, and that's because when you're cooking your pumpkin puree and sugar and egg yolks and things like that, you separately have whipped 3 egg whites with a little bit of sugar, and then you beat that, and that's what you fold into the cooked pumpkin mixture, which is what makes it lighter. So you have baked a pie shell, you know, make your own or buy a ready-made pie crust. And once you bake that, let it cool.
You don't need a ready-made pie crust for that. You got to have a homemade pie crust.
That's right. That's right. So that's what I did yesterday. And then your typical spices are in there, cinnamon, nutmeg, a little bit of ground ginger, and that's what gives it the pumpkin flavor that we like so much. And then once your pumpkin mixture is cooked and it's thick, you fold in your egg whites, pour it all in the pumpkin the pie shell, and then chill it in the refrigerator. And of course, the crowning glory is to whip a small carton of whipping cream, heavy cream, add a little sugar to that, and then the whipping cream is spread all over the top of the pie. And that's it. It's easy. It takes a few little steps, but I think it's all pretty much self-explanatory. And it is just such a very, very light pumpkin pie.
I believe you can eat 2 pieces of that and get too full.
2 pieces of the light opposed to one of the regular, right?
All right, hit it one more time.
Okay, one pumpkin chiffon pie. I hope you all will enjoy it. Go to KTLO.com. The recipe is on the website. And remember, when you're making a pumpkin pie, to use canned pumpkin, not pie filling. That would change the recipe.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yep.
This has been fun.
It has been fun. We'll maybe have to try this at Christmas time.
That's a great idea. Let's just book it.
I think I told you yesterday, I think one of the things that you would like is a crab cake recipe.
Yes. You know, I've gone through about 30 pounds. I've wasted about 25, 30 pounds of crab trying to make crab cakes.
Okay.
And finally, I just quit it. I said, man, that's expensive. Crab meat's not cheap.
Well, we've got one for you.
All right.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I hope you'll enjoy trying some of these recipes. Thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you. And again, you can pick up your cookbook where?
At the Pinkadilly at the hospital. Giftiques has them. Judicious Spirits and Raimondo Winery. Although yesterday on my way home, I saw a going out of business sign on the Raimondo Winery. So if there aren't any there, you can always call me at the hospital.
All right. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. And to everyone else.
It is 9:15.
We come on.